right now I'm talking about Sydney Film Festival, which has just announced the return of their Screenability program, which is a platform for screen practitioners with a disability. The program, curated by Sophia Garland, presents 7 works from national and international directors. This morning I'm joined by one of the directors who's featured on the program, Nicole Del Prado. Nicole's film Magnetic details the story of Bella, who walks the line between mental illness, creativity and identity as she comes to terms with her diagnosis. And here to tell us a little bit more is Nicole. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Can you start by telling us a little bit more about this character, Bella, and what she's diagnosed with?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, Bella comes from my personal experience with bipolar disorder, but it's a short film, so it's the abridged version. So initially, she goes through depression, suicidal ideation and anxiety. She is then diagnosed with depression, given a formal diagnosis, and starts taking her medication. And she thinks that she's cured. Life is fantastic. The world is inspirational. She's creative again. Unfortunately, what's happened, and this can happen in real life, and it happened to me, is when you take some depression medications and you have bipolar disorder type 2, it can actually switch you from the depressive phase into the hypomanic phase. And so what hypomania is, it differs from type 1 bipolar in that there's no psychosis. It's a kind of low-level mania. And for me, it presented itself as, you know, the world is amazing, it's beautiful, I'm so energized by it, and I was hyperproductive. And so this is what Bella, the character, experiences. And then she's told that actually this isn't her going back to normal. She's actually gone into hypomania, and it's about her story of getting her bipolar 2 diagnosis. And at the end, she's confronted with the question of, you know, having to potentially take medication. At two ends of the spectrum, you've got this amazing world of hypomania, but at the other end, you know, you've got this depression and suicidal ideation. And the character is really scared that if she takes the medication, that she'll lose who she is as a creative person. And so it's really about the question of, are you willing to give up your creativity in order to save your life?
Definitely. As you kind of alluded to there, the central to this narrative is that kind of nexus between mental illness, creativity and identity. I'm interested in maybe perhaps your experience and how these overlap and collide.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like just generally within the artistic community, whether it's, you know, filmmakers or writers or musicians especially, there's this idea of like the artist's struggle. And I feel a lot of people, when they're going through something which may lean towards depression and depressive episodes, they feel like it's just something that they have to do in order for their art. And, you know, I felt it as well. I felt that, you know, intrinsic to my creativity was the stuff that I was going through, and that was part of just who I was. But I think this film is really important in that it's the message that, you know, your personality is not your illness, and that, you know, you might have a mental illness, but if you get that treated and you seek help, that's not going to stop you from being who you are. That's not necessarily going to stop your inspiration, you know? And I think that's really important in the film.
100%. I'm really interested in how you hope people react to this story, because obviously it's quite a poignant story and it's a really important story. What do you hope audience members take away from this narrative?
Yeah, I think my biggest takeaway that I would want people to understand is that this is just one person's story. It's a film. You know, at the end of the day, while it is based on real life, it's fiction. I'm very privileged in that I took medication and the medication worked really well for me. I'm very high functioning. But that's not everyone's story. You know, there's so many people out there who have a completely different experience with their mental illness, and not everything is a happy ending. And I think it's the most important thing to take away from this is that we need to talk about it. We need to talk to people, you know. It's more than, are you okay? It's learning about what people could be going through and learning to listen and learning to ask questions. I mean, myself, when I first started this journey of writing this film, I didn't know anyone with bipolar type 2, but the thing is that I could have. It's just that no one ever spoke about it. I never spoke about it before this. But even in the process of making this film, like at Sydney Film Festival, it's the world premiere. So no one's really seen it yet unless they've worked on it. But the amount of conversations that just even making this film has opened with people coming forward to me and telling me about their experiences, I mean, it's just very telling as to the impact that this film will hopefully have.
100%. So this film, as you mentioned, is getting its first screening as part of the Screenability program. How do you feel about being a part of this program for Sydney Film Festival?
I think it's a phenomenal program that they've put together, and it's curated through Treat New South Wales, and it's an amazing opportunity for filmmakers such as myself to step up and not only tell my story. You know, my film is my particular story, but some of the other films are just by filmmakers with a disability, and they are telling, you know, one of them's like a sci-fi story and those sorts of things. And it's just them making their art, even though they have a disability. And so I think that opportunity is something really special that Great New South Wales and Sydney Film Festival has to offer.
Is that an opportunity that is perhaps lacking?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think there's definitely barriers when you do have a disability, whether it's a physical disability or even an invisible illness such as someone myself might have. You know, I look at, say, my resume, for example, and there's quite a big gap in there where I was really affected by my mental illness and my bipolar disorder. And that's something that's really hard to, I guess, explain away in something like, say, job interviews and those sorts of things. And so just to be able to, you know, sit down with the people from Screenability and say, frankly, hey, this is what's going on, and this was my barrier to creativity, and be given an opportunity like this, I think is really important.
And so your film is being shown among six other films. Are there any ones in particular you're excited to see?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see the other Screenability short films. You know, there's some really exciting directors in there and some really unique stories. I love the idea of short films as opposed to feature films, because they're so condensed and really tight little moments of a story. And I really appreciate short films in that manner.
100%. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning.